and we are go.
Okay, we are re-adjourning our Measure O Oversight Committee meeting after a short break. We are still on agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action on committee bylaws. We've gone through section 10, and now we are beginning our review on section 11.
Right.
So, questions on section 1101?
That was, of the notes that I had for 11-1, that was what you have here is what my notes reflect.
Okay, good. And so we're okay here? Removing the one, the first sentence, and then
right.
changing or putting in the sentence read.
Right.
Okay, number 1102.
That was also the adjustments that I had, the notes that I had on my paper.
Yeah. Okay, good. Anything on 1103, either one or two?
03 is fine. For no notes on my paper.
Ron?
No.
Okay. 1104.
No notes on my paper. Okay.
Okay. No, 1105.
Five.
Okay, so since
that was where we were talking about the staff.
Yeah, and since we basically do not have a secretary, so I wanted to, and the discussion is what we could call it a secretary, but doesn't have to be member of the committee. And I wanted to point out that the district will provide a person to attend all the committee meetings and perform the following duties. And that in this case, that would be the chief.
Are you required to be with us each time, sir?
Unless I can find a suitable replacement.
Okay. So would that replacement be somebody, one of your staff, or was it going to be some other type of person?
It would be somebody from my staff. It would not be rank and file.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the administrative.
Yeah, so we're okay.
The only staff you have are Kim and Tammy, right?
That's correct. Two part-time employees. One telecommutes and one is only here half a day.
And that's the one that's over here? The lady that's in the morning? Okay, I met her. Okay.
She's nice.
So are we okay with what I put in there for 1105?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how about one, two, or three? Any?
Please review the meeting agenda.
So
what does that mean, Paul? I'm sorry.
Okay, so the... If we decide what the agenda is, before that agenda gets posted, it should be reviewed with the chairman of the committee.
You. Okay.
Okay, to make sure that we haven't, that everything that we wanted to have on the agenda is on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So it's just a simple review. In this case, it doesn't have to be a It doesn't have to necessarily be a verbal review, but it, let's say it's Tammy. Tammy was the person that last time who posted this stuff. So she could send me an email, okay? And I could look at it and say, this is fine, and that would be adequate for review.
So if we wanted to add something to the agenda, we should send an email to you?
It would need to be sent early enough so that it can get to Tammy, who's posting the agenda.
Sure.
And it needs to be done prior to posting the agenda and the documents for the next meeting.
How much prior notice is Kimberly given to posting the agenda? She said she's going to post the agenda. How much time do we have?
She can make a change up until Friday before the Wednesday.
Before our meeting. Okay, that's just.
Would that be okay?
That's just the knowledge. I mean, what I'd like to know.
Earlier the better.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, earlier the better, definitely.
But kind of a little bit of point of order is agenda items should truly be talked about at your meeting,
then
you vote to add those agenda items.
Yeah, it should be.
It's really not
item.
Correct to just call or email and say add an agenda.
Yeah, because we usually do it at the end of the meeting, and then we say. We all agree that the next meeting is going to be on a certain date and where it's going to be. That's part of the last items on the agenda.
And in fact, this is a good point because I think we need to add a item on the agenda that will say items for next agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. A permanent agenda item.
And then the outside of that, the only person that can add an agenda item is the chair.
Okay, that would be fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So we're
and
okay.
I see we double nined.
We're okay with
yeah,
all
I
those.
See the last one should be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I just saw that. But so we're looking at adding one before the adjournment to discuss
possible agenda items.
Yes, there you go. But you're okay with the anything on under 11.05, 4, 5, 6, or 7?
Nope.
All right, so that covers 11. How about 12?
There was just one change.
On 1201, I don't see anything.
No,
more.
It's 1202. And
1202.
You, 1202. And you, yes.
You're going to get her to do it, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's funny. That's what I say, my
kids. I don't like zeros.
You're not in language arts. You're in math. That's what I mean. Okay.
Believe it or not, on the Word document, some of these were O's.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. I'll bet.
Instead of zeros.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
And I knew that because when we wanted to automatically change the order, it wouldn't let you do it if it's a O.
That's right. That's right. Interesting. That's right.
Okay, so the intent, I believe we discussed this last time, is that if we are going to amend the bylaws in the future, okay, that it would be it would require both the board and the committee participation.
Right.
Yeah, because
discussion of any changes. The BOD and O participants I have.
And
so
the
yes.
The intent there was they didn't want the board to automatically change the bylaws without our involvement.
So the sentence after that that's not changed, it says procedures may be adopted by committee by a majority vote of all the members of the committee. So if we're discussing this as an agenda item today and only four of us are here, do we have to have another meeting to get all of them?
Should we say, but
quorum? I don't know. It might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Quorum vote of the members of the committee?
Well, a majority vote of our five-member committee is three.
Of the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're okay there. In other words, we'd all have to vote in favor of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be unanimous?
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay.
For now.
Okay. So are you okay with
that? Yeah, I'm fine. I find that part.
All right. Section 13.
The only thing I have on my note is that under 13.01.1, I have, we crossed out or and wrote and.
Yes, I remember that. Okay. I'm making the change. Okay, so it would then be and then number two, so forth.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right?
Sounds good.
See, there was just a few things that were...
No, you're picking up the ones I missed.
The just a few.
I told you she takes great notes.
Yeah.
Should have had her next to me. In
all right, and then 13...
No, you didn't want me to. I hated it. I'm sorry.
13.02 or 03?
I don't remember anything on that.
No, those were I have okays
on
those also.
All right.
Everything is hunky dory.
All right, and then we're okay with the appendix.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was good.
I did have a question. I do recall we were supposed to fill out some FCC forms. Where were those?
That was on the website. Miss Sue, you told me about that.
The FPPC form 700.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe by next meeting we have those forms filled out and bring them.
My note to myself is that I was going to take, I forgot about doing that, and I was going to do that between now and the BOD next week, and I will return, I'll give my certificate to Chief that I completed that training.
Is that a heavy duty form, Sue?
What training is that?
No. All right.
There's too many of those.
So we fill one out every year, too.
At this point here, is there any other discussion we need to do on the bylaws?
No, it's the with the changes it made and the inclusions, and I have one thing that I'm going to send you by end of today, wording on one item.
Okay, and I'm going to incorporate this
just as we
effective oversight into the which section was that?
Four oh three. 403?
Okay.
404?
There is a section. No, there is no 4. So, with that being said, with these changes that we've just discussed and agreed upon, I think we're ready to act upon these bylaws. So I will entertain a motion to approve the bylaws as we have changed.
Bylaws as revised. I make a motion to approve the bylaws as we've revised.
I'll second.
Okay. I've got any more discussion on this? And those who are in favor, just signify by saying aye.
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 Approve. The action approves. So with that being said, Chief, I will incorporate all these changes that we have made and get a document to you or Tammy or Kim. I'll send it to you via email as a Word document, okay, to be posted prior by Friday, which is prior to the next board meeting.
Okay, so point of order, mm-hmm. I would need a motion. I would need you as a committee to come to a consensus and or to a vote that you would like your new bylaws, your draft bylaws, placed on the agenda.
Okay. Good.
B-O-D.
Because you telling me is...
Then, do I have a motion from the committee to recommend to the board, the fire district board, that the acceptance of these new bylaws be discussed, approved for action at a board meeting?
I make the motion to have them presented at the next board meeting.
Do I hear a second?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You second?
Yeah.
Okay. All those who are approved signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.
So, how many rules and pins?
So approved. My only request is that a member of this oversight committee comes and presents it.
Okay. I think I will be the person that will do that. That's if that's right. Okay with
the chairman,
the chair, the vice chair, and the
Other
committee member.
We'll attend. Okay. Support.
And I just think that was one of the things that we said in the bylaws is that you have to do that.
Yes, understood. And unless so the chair is unavailable, and then the vice chair has to do it.
I'm fluff.
And so you are aware we have added a new agenda item to the board of directors' agenda that is specific to Measure O oversight committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
So that would be your time to present. And so this will be listed under there.
All right.
During that time, should we also advise the board of what the who has been selected for the different terms of the committee? Or is that not
and
necessary?
Officers,
and officers?
Sure.
Should that be included, Chief?
Yes, that can just be an oral report.
Yeah,
we don't need to.
Yeah. Well, it's like you have an oral report from the union.
Correct.
We
no
could
different.
Just have an oral report from the oversight committee.
Okay.
And I would be responsible for
right,
that.
Right.
Okay, so then that's what that would. Okay, I was
until
just curious.
Until the next chairman is appointed, then he would be responsible.
Or she.
Yeah.
I'm
so are you going to do a staff report for this?
When you say staff report.
So a description of what, why are you bringing this? So basically, you were presented a set of bylaws by the board of directors on this date, blah, blah, blah. You have met two times with your oversight committee. these following changes.
Yeah, I can do that.
And this is the and we're asking the board to adopt these new, you know, you got to tell the board what it is you want them to do.
These are agreed upon changes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will do that and have that available for
this is our
posting.
Revised bylaws. Right.
Posting on Friday.
I don't like to say changes.
What's the latest, you know, just in case I run out of time, what's the latest I can do it?
Friday.
This coming Friday.
By 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. 5 o'clock Friday. That's my deadline. And if we don't meet the deadline, we've got to wait a full month.
Mm.
Which means I'm going to be working the next couple of days. All right. So, is there anything else under point of order that we've overlooked?
Nope. That'll take care of that.
Okay.
We'll just use that, you know, going forward with everything else.
All right. So, moving on to agenda item number 7. Receive, discuss, Measure O fund sequence of events. And we have an attachment. It's this one with the nice blue boxes there.
You need one?
We can make an
I've got some more. It's just that I filed it already in my little satchel.
Gosh forbid that you should unfile it.
I don't want to read now.
Okay. So, one of the requests that we made of the chief last meeting was to get an understanding of how Measure O funds, what's the flow of Measure O funds from the, how it's taken in as revenue and how it flows down to being expended out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would put the flow together. So at this point, I'd kind of like to turn it over to the chief to explain the this particular chart, and then we can weigh in with questions that we may have. Chief?
Well, I tried to make it as self-explanatory as possible, but not to just read it, but we receive, you know, funds in from, and when I say receive funds in, we don't ever receive the funds into the district. All they do is show up in a separate account, like I talked about before, the Measure O account, from the county. So we actually, they don't call us, they don't send us an email that all of a sudden the Measure
it
O
just
funds
appears.
Measure O funds are going to be there. They do. They just appear. And so we have to watch for those. And that occurs somewhere in October, well, between September and January. And then those taken away from those funds are the senior exemptions.
Okay. Are there multiple times that the funds will go into the special account during the year?
No, just the one time.
One time.
Okay,
so and it's for the full year's worth of...
That's correct. The full collected amount. But then there are adjustments that can occur. Let's say somebody paid their taxes and they paid their Measure O and there was some kind of an error, or maybe they got charged twice, or maybe they don't, for some reason, they don't own that parcel any longer. I can't come up with all the reasons. And they go to the county and ask for a have it reduced or have receive the funds back. So those funds then are taken away from us, and that shows up in our account.
Okay.
So
sometime between September and January 31st is when you receive those?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the takeaways. So pretty much everything is finished by January 31st. The ins and the outs.
So you will know how much revenue is available as of January 31st of each year.
Mm-hmm.
And this last year, we had how much money were there listed under Measure O funds?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Okay. More or less than last year. Well, I know the budget had last year's at $2.34 million.
Yeah. That sounds about right. I was going to say 2.3, but I didn't want to.
I thought that was the last figure that we had thrown around. It was 2.3.
Okay.
With some little extra things at the bottom, after, but 2.3.
Yeah.
So, that's in the budget. That's available online.
Okay.
For those exact numbers.
Yeah.
So then sometime in March or April, which you just saw occur,
You found yourself.
The staff brings before the board if there's been any type of increase in the CPI, in the Consumer Price Index, and it has to be over, and I don't know why I didn't write it down, I think it's it can't be over 3%. And I think this last time was 2.5. Jeez, I can't remember now. Anyway, so that goes to the board and it has to be approved.
Well, they approved a 3% or...
Is that...
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 3%.
I think it was 3.2, and it was agreed upon that it was going to be the maximum 3%.
The maximum 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, now we start all over again. I don't know. She put March or April, but truly in January, we start receiving the exemptions. And then any type of parcel, people that are incorrectly being charged or anything like that, we do all those parcel adjustments. And then we do the adjustment for, if there was an increase in the CPI, then that is sent to the county. We'll do that in August. So we have until the 10th of August, I believe, to have that sent to the county for that adjustment to occur in order for it to show up on people's tax bills. Again, we make any type of partial corrections as needed. That's always ongoing. And then in October, the monies show up in our fund somewhere between October and like we said, January. District prepares any journal requesting transfer of Measure O funds to the general fund. So we do that in a single amount. And then the county treasurer transfers those funds.
Okay, so...
Because like I said, all those funds get deposited or transferred into that Measure O fund when they are received from the county treasurer.
The up to, okay, so the second to the last box here,
mm-hmm.
District prepares journals requesting transfer of Measure O funds to general fund. Okay, and it's, this is where I'm I think we need to look into things a little bit more in depth. Does it go into a special fund in the general fund in the for expenses, or does it, or are you identifying GL accounts that you're transferring the revenue from to pay for the expenses?
So it goes just into the general fund account. We don't have any. So when we talk about, and you were talking about like line items before or programs, there is not individual accounts for each one of those line items or programs. So we just have a general fund account that the programs are managed from.
Okay. So the revenue goes in lump sum into this general fund account.
Correct.
Okay, and there. So what I'm trying to get at is how do we identify how the funds get distributed to the salaries, as the auditor indicates.
Because the coding for the monies that come out of the Measure O fund would go to, don't quote me on the number, I think it's 7501. It would go to, that's the number that identifies them as a salary. So there are codes for each, how do I say it, line item, I guess.
Yeah, understood. These are GL account codes.
Correct, yep.
All right. So when I say that, do you understand?
Yeah, I just thought, why do they use the word journal?
Because like I said before, we don't have a checkbook, so everything's done through a journal, journal entry.
Yeah, journal. Oh, and so it's an accounting journal.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. Accounting journal.
Okay.
And then that gets sent to the county.
Did you think it was a blank book that somebody wrote down?
Yeah, you know what I did today, and
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So the
GL.
All right.
GL is so general ledger.
Yes.
How often will Measure O funds go from the Measure O revenue account
mm-hmm.
into the general ledger account? Is it once per year and then it's used throughout the year? Or is it every month to pay for the salaries for that month?
It's not every month. I think it's more on an as-needed basis.
On a flow basis?
Mm-hmm.
But everything is done that way, though, isn't it? That's why there's different entries for November 1st, and then there's one for the 8th, one for the 8th, and then there's some for the 15th, so it's on a flow basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the Measure O revenue fund, is that a interest-earning account?
Nope.
So we're not taking advantage of that?
You know, the only way we don't have, like I said, remember our money sits over at the county.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if the county has an interest-bearing type of account. So the only thing that we could do is deposit monies into the LAIF, which is a state interest-bearing fund. But then once you put those monies in there, you're impacted by when you take them out.
It's a time required.
I wouldn't recommend we do that.
Yeah,
I
just certificates.
You know,
yeah.
You've got $2.3 million sitting around here, and then it's going to be used throughout the year, and then it's going to be replenished every year.
Right.
So while it's sitting there doing nothing,
yep.
You know, there would be an advantage to get some sort of interest earning on that. Yeah. I mean,
I have talked about that. I've talked to the board about that. The problem is, it's that ebb and flow, and we don't ever want to be in the negative, right?
Yeah.
So, because I wanted to take $1 million of it, and if I thought we could be able to absorb the money long enough, be able to have enough money to operate, take $1 million, put it in the LAIF, and let it sit there until we needed the money, but we're just too close. All
yeah,
the time for that.
Back in the 70s when the city actually had so much money because of the refineries,
mm-hmm.
We were putting $1 million in 60-day time certificates, if you can believe that, just to get some interest off that money. Mm-hmm. But I can see your point now, though. It was a little different when we were, in fact, I got a check in a frame that I signed $1 million check.
Oh, interesting.
They gave to me, but it was
interest rate so low,
yeah.
It's almost not even.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a good point too. Everything's gone.
Yeah.
Down.
You can get a 3% on a time.
Really?
Yeah. What was I saying? A 22-month.
Oh, 22-month
CD at 3%.
Well, that's darn good.
Yeah.
If you can afford that.
And that goes back to we don't have the luxury of tying that.
No,
right.
Unfortunately, that's
unfortunately,
which is
yeah.
bad. Okay, I didn't know what, you know. All right. So the journal entries occur on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
And it's going from this Measure O revenue fund into a specific GL,
mm-hmm.
Via the journal entry, the GL account.
That's correct.
Okay, and there's a specific GL account code associated with that. Okay. So that would be, and do the journal entries describe that these are Measure O funds paying for a fireman's salary?
No.
That's what you were saying before about it doesn't get that, we don't go that minutia to detail.
No, there's specific verbiage that the county requires on those journal entries, and that is... They're not looking for that. They don't want
to. Okay. So, what I would... how much detail can we get in terms of the movement of Measure O revenue into general ledger accounts.
They're actually, you know, fairly undetailed. It's just an amount coming out, and on the bottom is the that same amount going in. But they're not specific to anything. It just is going from one fund into the other fund.
Okay. But it's this other general ledger account where the payments are actually made to
vendors or whomever.
Yes. Okay, got it. So it's that. That would be the detail. How often is it paying a vendor, paying a fireman his salary? Which account codes are it? What else gets paid out of those accounts?
You name it.
Yeah, I made a joke once about if you need a new hat. Actually, that could come out of that account.
Huh? Sure.
That was a joke, you know.
Not to be rude to mention, from toilet paper
all
the way to having an engine repaired or paying somebody's salary.
So there's no restriction whatsoever.
It's hard to...
You have to pay the bills.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, okay. So, how did the auditor isolate the fact that we're paying salaries then?
That's why he's the auditor. I don't know that answer.
Yeah. Okay, so
you don't have an auditor's degree?
No.
Accounting CPA behind everything?
No.
How did the auditor know that we're paying these salaries instead of paying fireman hats? You know what?
Where's he using information?
The detail she had.
Okay.
Is that where you would show up?
Right.
The transaction report.
Right. And so that has an account code all the way down to the one side of it. And that's how he would isolate it.
Okay.
Oh, those are dates. Somewhere there's a...
Where's the account? Where's the GL account code on this? Is this it?
Yep.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay. So somehow... All right. The revenue comes from the Measure O revenue fund, and it transfers into a GL account. Or does it transfer into multiple accounts? Multiple GL accounts. Or is it just, for instance?
No, I think they have a single heading, and then...
Would it be like this one here? 2011?
Yeah. Well, I think it's like it's 1,000, but then under 1,000 is 1,001, 1,013, 1,014.
Okay, so the general, it may be, I got it. Okay, so what we need to do is to get more detail in terms of what accounts the Measure O funds go into when they're going from revenue to expenses.
Well, some things are paid directly from the Measure O account.
The Measure O revenue account?
Right.
And what were those things?
Those are your salaries. That's what's spelled out, I think, in the audit report, right?
Yes, that's where it comes from. That's where it was. The Measure O for bookkeeping ease, which is what I got from the auditor, that the salaries were paid by Measure O funds. And everything else was whatever whatever other monies the district had.
Plus, it takes general fund money to pay salaries also. There's not...
I think there was... Yeah, there was less than... Like, maybe 200, 300,000 was short.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... The... So, when it says... account... 1011... Permanent salaries... And that's $195,000... For this...
Report. For October.
This is for October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying somehow the Measure O funds from the revenue account went into this account here.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, And what I'm asking...
Well, not necessarily into that account. They were taken from that account using this account code. So
okay, the journal entry.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we need. I think that's what we need to review are those journal entries that identify where the Measure O funds move into which of these GL accounts.
And if I was hearing the auditor correctly, that's always been salaries.
Yes.
There's never been any distinction of any other monies, of Measure O monies being used for anything else, because in fact the Measure O monies weren't even sufficient to pay the salaries.
That's the way I understand it, yes.
Okay.
Okay, but the GL account codes for salaries could be multiple ones, like there's permanent salaries, there's temporary salaries, there's overtime. Okay, so I think it's really important that we find out what the specific GL account codes are utilized in terms of the journal entries revenue to salaries.
How does that go, Chief? We have, so X amount of money from Measure O goes into the general fund. And then out of that, or...
Only...
The GL.
Right, so we take the money... how do I say? Okay, so salary bill comes in, let's look at it that way. Salary bill comes in, it's $500,000 for the month of January, right? We just take the money from Measure O, and we pay those salaries through a journal entry, through a journal transfer.
But on that journal entry, that journal transfer, you've identified what the GL account is, right? Because what I mean, when you say salaries, are we talking permanent salaries, overtime salaries?
Salaries is the wrong word. Salaries is the wrong word. Payroll.
Payroll. Okay, so it could be any of these guys. Holiday pay.
FLSA.
Okay. It sounds like anything in the 10,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Does it pay FICA? Does it pay retirement?
Yep.
Okay. Does it pay unemployment insurance?
Yep.
Okay. So it sounds like to me that you have a general set of GL account codes that are related to salaries.
Correct.
Okay, and that the Measure O fund goes into all those different
Or you could look at it this way. All these GL accounts pull from.
Got it. Okay, well, either way, the flow is one from the other. I don't really care that. But what I do care about is I would like to see how often do the firemen get paid?
Once a month.
Once a month. So at least once a month you're doing a journal entry from the Measure O revenue account to a bunch of GL accounts to pay for their salaries.
Yes.
Okay. And we could actually get to see those transfers, right?
Didn't he spell that out on
No, he didn't. This says...
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, okay. Right so, there. But it goes further than just this. Okay, so you've got... this is 17, and this is 18.
Yeah, can we just start collecting them?
Got it. But your, well, let's get the most recent one. Your June 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got, that's your liability.
Yeah, that's liability.
Here's January 2018. So we're missing February through June 2018. But as an example, your January 2018, $186,000 in salaries. What's the breakdown between all the different, how much was holiday pay, how much was permanent, how much was temporary, how much was overtime, FICA, retirement, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can get all that stuff, right?
Sure.
And I think that's the breakdown that the committee was talking about earlier. Annie, was that what you were thinking? What you were thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this is summarized in the auditor's report. Okay, from my time on the Finance Commission, we did a lot of review of financial statements. And we did a lot of review. And oftentimes when we started adding up the numbers, we would look to validate this number. And to validate it is you have a listing of all the things that make up that, and it doesn't add up. Okay?
Now, wasn't the auditor was saying that all he did was just look at the numbers that were already given to him?
From the county, because remember, the county audits our books also. Mm-hmm. So remember, we're getting double audited. We pay for an audit, mm-hmm. and then the county audits,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they're the ones, responsible is the right word, but they are the ones that make sure that that number is correct.
All right, so a county makes mistakes too.
Why? Yeah. We have...
You've caught them on it, probably.
Exactly.
All right, so if we're asking for more detail, so on a breakdown, let's say, can we get a breakdown of the GL accounts that are where the Measure O fund, revenue fund, has been pulled from?
Sure. I can ask.
Yeah, ask. And what I would like to do is, it would be nice to go back, because we're going to have to go back anyway if we want to produce a report. Okay, so we started receiving Measure O funds in when? April, July of 2017? When did we start getting Measure O funds?
That sounds, because this is the first audit report.
Okay. So we've got from July 2017. So we got fiscal year 2017-18.
That's it.
And then fiscal year 2018-19.
18-19 we don't have yet. And we're always a year behind.
Okay. But you don't... Okay, so that's in terms of the audit. But in the actual physical journal entries for this current year are available, right? Not non-audited?
Non-audited, non...
In other words, the auditor is going to come in and do a yearly report.
Right, we're starting our audit right now.
Okay, but that doesn't mean we can't look at how the Measure O funds are being utilized in terms of which journal entries are being applied to the Measure O funds, right?
That's correct. But you need to be a little clinical about when you get ready to deliver your report. Because your report is on the funds that were collected in 17-18.
Yes.
Understand?
Okay, yep. I understand.
So I just don't want you to start,
Yeah, got it. Understood. Okay, so we want to, then if that's the case, then what we need to do is to go back to the journal entries for the Measure O funds that were in fiscal year 17-18.
Correct.
And get a breakdown by month by GL account code.
No problem.
Does that make sense to you guys?
Uh-huh. Because everything's going to be after the fact.
You're always a year behind with your report.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Because you can't report on something that hasn't been received yet.
Right.
All right. So then, that's the flow, and I think the details are here in these last two boxes. We're talking about the journal entries. And the flow of money from the revenue fund to the, and it's, I'm saying flow forwards, but it's actually a draw. Is that correct? Would that be the correct terminology, Chief? A draw from the revenue fund?
It's a transfer. I've never heard the word draw used.
Okay, Okay, transfer from the revenue fund to a GL account fund.
Yes.
Yeah, a draw.
Okay.
would be a physical.
The monies you get ahead of time based on your expenses at a later date.
Right, and that's not the case.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there any further detail we can get past the GL account code?
Just like what you see, the sheet.
These transactions.
Right here. Yeah.
Okay.
The transaction sheet, is that what you're talking about?
Okay. And is there a way of generating these transfer sheets just for the account codes that were identified?
So I'm assuming that 1,000 would be salaries, because you got a lot of sub. These 1,000.
That is correct.
And 2,000 is office expense.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how much? You want a breakdown of each individual item under the 1,000 account, general ledger account 1,000?
Sure. Why not?
Do you want to look at it, 2,000 and 3,000, which is office expense? And
No. Only the ones where the journal entry was a transfer from the Measure O revenue fund.
I got you. Yeah, you said that already. Probably wasn't paying attention, Paul. But
yeah.
Didn't hear it right. I don't want to say wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, at least for starters.
Yeah, okay, I get you.
Okay.
Is that possible, Chief?
I'll ask.
You're going to have to ask them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, CCC.
All right, so it's that type of detail, I think. And is it possible to get it in electronic format?
Yeah, because that's how it's going to come to me.
Okay, so the reason I'm for that is if you're working with Excel, and I don't know if you guys have or not, but this is a lot easier to get in an electronic format and be able to, do pivot tables and do analysis on the numbers. A lot easier that way.
You got me.
Okay. Otherwise, we're sitting here going through paper and pages and pages and pages.
But it all comes electronically anyway, so it's.
Not everything. So when we move monies from account to account, that actually still is done on paper. It has to have an ink signature on it.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, but it shows up somewhere in a transfer.
It does.
As a journal entry.
And it shows up electronically. Once we send that off to the county, then they do something to it.
All right, so I would request for next meeting that if we get... We'll start with getting the a electronic listing of the journal entries that denote a transfer from the Measure O revenue fund to whatever GL account fund it belongs. It was transferred to.
Okay.
Does that make sense, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And we'll start there. Any other questions that or discussion that we want to have on this flow?
Nope.
Annie, are you satisfied with that?
Yep, that's good. It seems like 8 would be part of this discussion that we're just having right now, because it's the annual report, the audit report.
You're asking for information.
Yeah.
You're asking for information.
So we're gathering the information in the format that. In a specific format.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, the specific format is we're asking for an electronic format so that we can actually take a look at the Excel file that is that will allow us to, to filter, subset,
as much as we can. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Well, you put it into Excel, you can do pretty much anything you want to with it.
Yeah, pretty much. Which that was my business for 23 years. Any further discussion on number 7 or number 8?
No, I think that both of those are covered.
Okay, number 9. Here's an item. Discuss and possible action. Approve annual CPI increase.
That was me.
Okay.
And I see this as the first specific identified Measure O monies that we can recommend what they should be used for, not just dumped into the pot.
And the two things that I see a problem with is we're underfunded in retirement, and our staff has not had a raise. In what, 8 years?
10 years.
So instead of taking that Measure O money and just dumping it in and combining it with all the other Measure O money, then let's ask the board to do something specific with it, this being our first action. Everything else has happened. We can't do anything about. But this is money now that has new money coming in. It's never been designated for anything else. Let's designate it for something.
When you say coming in, where's it coming from?
Well, it's going to be the
new buildings.
No. It's the
CPI increase.
The new fund.
Okay.
We're going from $216 to $222.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a $6 per parcel.
Right. So it's about $86,000 without the exemptions. It's about $66,000 with the exemptions.
I see where you're going.
Okay, so those were all round figures, but it is definitely going up from $216 to $222 with the next
tax.
Yeah.
That would be the end of this year.
Won't see the money until October.
Yeah.
So, my point was, is that this could be the first thing that we as a committee can say, okay. This is what this money should be used for. We can designate it because it hasn't been designated for anything else yet. Everything that we're doing now has all been spent. The money's been spent, and we're just trying to follow the pattern of the money, follow the payment of the money. But this is new, untouched, nothing done money. It's okay. Just going to be coming in.
But all right, so I understand what you're getting at. Okay, logistically. Can it be put into a designated separate revenue fund? Just the CPI increase.
I don't see how it can because it's all collected as a lump.
No, it all goes into Measure O.
That's what I thought. Okay, so at this point, any recommendation that we would make as a committee. In regards to how to use the CPI increase, it would be just basically a recommendation how to use Measure O funds in general, right?
I don't see it as that, because then that, I see, when you say Measure O funds, then that's the whole in toto of Measure O funds. This is money that has not been designated yet.
Okay, so
it could almost show up as a separate line item within one of the categories, as a subcategory.
Okay, so what you're saying, I'm thinking of it both in terms of logistics and in terms of potential action by this committee.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm looking at the current Measure O funds, and all this is going to do is increase the amount of Measure O funds that show up in that revenue account.
Right.
Using this flow chart.
Right.
So it gets up to this box here, and what you are probably suggesting is there's, in terms of a transfer of the revenue, you want it to be designated for
X.
Okay. And X, if it's an increase in salary, it's still going to the same account codes it's going to now.
But that's where my question came in. We have no, why hasn't there been any kind of negotiations for a salary in 8 to 10 years?
We don't haven't had any money.
Okay. Granted, $66,000 isn't a whole lot.
It's 2%.
That would give 2% increase salary?
Yes.
To all the firemen?
Yes.
There you go. That's it.
But this is the danger you'll face.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I'm being optimistic with this.
Just let me jump in here, Chief, because I think I know what you're going to say. Labor negotiations is going to have a big impact on
right.
that.
And that's all that stuff that I don't understand.
Yeah. So the way, and this would be a whole big deal between the union in negotiations with the district, and these would be labor negotiations, and there's a lot more to it than us, than anything we would say. In terms of, we could make a recommendation, the firemen deserve a 2% raise, the money is here because you've just increased your CPI.
Right.
Okay, on the Measure O.
Then it would be up to whoever does the negotiations with the union to then say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, they may...
Way more complicated than that, but...
You can recommend.
Here's the danger you face, saying that you're going to allocate this increase to a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason we go the opposite way, those raises you just tied to that will also go down.
What opposite way?
So for some reason, I don't know, the economy falls out again and property values go in, you know, go
way down.
That would
be immaterial. It's going to be the same amount.
And everybody's house is going to foreclosure, and now that we don't have anybody paying for their homes anymore, and we have a bunch of empty houses, and so no one's paying Measure O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the whole Measure O fund is kaput.
No. Well, no. Well, maybe we still have half of it.
Okay.
Right? So what I'm saying, you tie that money, you tie that 2% CPI
mm-hmm.
to salary increases or to anything specific,
mm-hmm.
and the NR Measure O funds go down, then that amount will also go down. We would have to tie it to it. So if you just,
I don't
see
why. Because I'm thinking it as a separate item.
This is how you save yourself from that problem.
Okay.
Is just letting the monies go into the whole entire fund.
And then it's just going to be absorbed and nothing's going to happen.
There's no... Always remember that this is one piece of pie. We just have one pot of money that everything is paid out of. Measure O funds aren't some special monies that are a different color than this money over here.
Right.
That we pay for things with.
But this is exactly what I don't want to get into.
When Measure O funds run out, and you still need to pay the firefighters 2%,
mm-hmm. they're not going to run
then
out.
It's going to come out of the general fund money.
It's not going to run
There's
out.
There's not enough Measure O funds to cover all the salaries.
That's where we're going to change it, that so it's not going to cover just salaries. That's where I have a problem, is that the Measure O money comes in and it goes for salaries. And that's it.
Okay.
For ease of accounting. I don't see that as being correct.
Okay.
So, I guess that's where I'm having, this is where I'm having a problem with it. So, Measure O money X is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're going to have $66 additional.
$6.
No.
$66,000
additional.
As a whole.
Yeah.
There'll be an additional $67,000, I think.
Right.
Is.
Okay. So, I guess my main concern is that salaries have not been increased.
It's not for, I hate to tell you this, it's really not for this committee to worry about.
I understand that, but I'm trying to figure out some way that we can present, we can find the monies within Measure O to do that. Because I think
we're negotiating here at this table about something that is done through a meet and confer process,
mm-hmm.
and it really does not even, it doesn't concern us.
Okay, so then what you're saying is that money, that $66,000 is going to come in and it's just going to go poof and it's going to be absorbed by everything else. And we'll never be able to say, what did we get for that extra $66,000? I want to know that extra thing that we got.
What we got was being able to provide fire protection and emergency services to the town of Rodeo and the city of Hercules.
What happens when, as you do your annual CPI increase,
mm-hmm.
the Measure O funds will grow and grow. And as Measure O funds grow, then the it may, hopefully it will, eventually exceed the amount that you're paying for salaries. At that point, you're going to transfer Measure O funds to other GL accounts. Am I correct or not?
I won't be here to talk to you about that by that time, because that's going to be way in the future. Understand all the things that we are lacking here right now. So we get by on a shoestring budget. We carry
that's
over.
That's what we need to know. What are we lacking?
So let me tell you. So we carry over about $200,000 a year at the end of the budget year. That's nothing. So we don't have any reserve fund.
Right.
Right. So that's one huge thing we're lacking. Yeah. We don't do anything to pay down our unfunded liability. That's another huge thing we're lacking.
You just pay off what the county says you have to pay.
Correct. We don't have other positions here. I have a part-time, I have no support staff.
Mm-hmm.
My friend of mine is the fire chief for East Contra-Costa County. Mm-hmm. They have three fire stations compared to us only having two. He has five-person support staff.
I don't know how they do that, considering they had to close all those other office, those stations.
So I'm just telling you some of the things we're lacking here that we all suffer through because there's just not enough money here. So that two, I understand about, there probably will be some type of an incentive for the firefighters this year, but it'll be done painfully because we are lacking in so many other areas.
I
have an aging fleet.
I know.
That I have engines that need to be replaced. The list is long.
I guess I'm equating
so
it
what
to...
you were saying. You don't want the money just to go poof the other things. It doesn't go poof. It's just what it takes to operate this district.
Okay, I'm equating it to when I would get a raise. Because I would be living on what I made. And if I got an increase, some type of raise, then I would not absorb that money into my living expenses because I'm doing fine now. I would take that money that I didn't know existed before, and I would put it for something else, either a vacation, or it would go into my credit union account, or it would be something that it would not stay within my operating budget.
But see, our operating budget, the money we have right now, is not sufficient to even support what we're doing today. So it would be like all this time.
Are we $200,000 in the hole, or $200,000? You said at the end of the year.
We carry over $200,000.
And that
is nothing.
If that were to be considered a reserve, that would be a very, very small reserve.
Right.
That's not even, well, okay.
Then so how do we do that? If we're $200,000 in the hole each year.
Not in the hole. We carry over $200,000. So then we start our new fiscal year, $200,000 in our pockets.
You couldn't pay for emergency equipment.
I can't.
With only $200,000, if something were to actually break down, and you'd have to dip into that, if that were a real reserve,
right?
But it's not. It's not a real reserve.
We don't have a capital account. We don't have a reserve account. I mean, these are all things that have to be addressed, and that's what you're talking about. As the CPI goes up, and we increase the amount of funds coming into the district, those are the things we'll finally be able to look at.
See, this is a perfect opportunity to do it now. It goes back to my analogy. It's money that didn't exist before. Let's do something worthwhile with it instead of just putting it into the kitty.
We will. That's the budget process. The monies are allocated into different funds and
right.
None of that money is to be committed to salaries unless the labor negotiation says so.
Okay, that's fine. That's
an
then
increase in salary.
You said there's okay, so we're missing, we're losing, or we don't,
yeah.
We're short a bunch of things. Tell me something that $66,000 will cover.
It goes into the general fund to help out our bottom line, basically.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
If the union and the district conduct labor negotiations and they agree upon a raise, then
Incentive.
That, and so I can see that my idea of doing that is was not correct. So that's fine. I understand, because that was my first concern. Mm-hmm. So since we can't do specifically for salary increases, that's a whole other mechanics that we don't get involved in. I still say there's $66,000 that are coming in.
So I have to plan. I have planned retirements coming up, and each time we have to pay off a employee once they leave here.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a considerable amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure I budget for that. And I have to make sure I put monies aside for that. So you're talking about what's $60,000 equate to. That's something that it may go to. I don't look at that. The one part that is true is, yes, it goes into the fund. Just is absorbed into the fund.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just stare at the $66,000 portion of it.
We're in arrears on retirement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How much is that? 11?
12 million.
11.4 million is what I had last time.
So.
That's your unfunded pension liability.
Right.
That.
So if we have a bunch of people retire at one time, we're screwed. Because because
I'm going to budget for it, so that I'm not.
where are you going to get the money?
From what we just talked about, there's $200,000 left over,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
$266,000.
All right.
That was just my thought. So I see that that's not an appropriate way, or we cannot designate it that way.
Yeah, you
but I would Mark, like but, yeah. to somehow identify that money and not have it go into the general fund and just be absorbed. Because right now, if we're living, we're paying all our bills, and we have $200,000 left over at the end of the year, and we use that to start the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next year, if nothing changes, then we're going to have we'll have another $150,000, $200,000 left over. Let's specify that $66,000 doing something.
Well, that would be the question
We will. $66,000 will help keep the fire department operating.
you can't earmark it, is what he's saying. You can't earmark it for a specific item.
Yeah.
Well, it's general fund pays bills. And that's basically. I know what you want to do,
uh-huh.
and it's a very noble idea.
Thank you.
It doesn't work accounting wise.
I mean, I have facilities that are falling down around our ears. Yeah. I mean, I
so
can
then
just
let's
go.
Take that money and do that.
Well, the other thing is,
but I have employees that haven't had a raise in 10 years. So I mean, it's just.
Oh yeah, it's.
But I tried, and you told me I can't do that.
Well,
I understand why. I'm going to let that one go.
Yeah,
I'm going to let that one go.
Realize I struggle with the budget every single day. That's all. I mean, that is like not a large part of my day, but a portion of my day every day.
But, you know, in a sense, in a wonderful world, if the labor negotiations say the firemen are going to get 1.5%, just say, then that money is going to be in the general fund that we're going to get, the extra, and it's going to be used, in a sense, fuzzy accounting to cover that increase somehow or somewhere.
There negotiations?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're ongoing.
Yeah.
Well, no, not until their contract opens. So their contract would expire in June 30th. Mm-hmm. So they're going to open. I think they're getting the whole labor negotiator right now to open up those contract negotiations.
Okay. Should we order blue uniforms?
Pardon me?
Should we order blue uniforms?
We don't have any money.
All right. Any further discussion on number 9?
Thank you for explaining that to me.
Sure.
Okay. That was me.
Okay. So I've got adjournment, but we're going to talk about items for next agenda.
Correct.
Okay. We do want to get the detail.
Breakdown of the GL code for 1718.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so I want to kind of review everything so I'm clear. We're still going to do the call to order. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to confirm the agenda. Will we be reviewing prior meetings minutes?
Yes.
So that is listed under where?
It should have been right under confirmation of agenda.
Confirmation of agenda and review of prior meeting minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we're not going to do the public communications we're going to do. And then the next one will be the review of the details on
the bylaws.
Hopefully
that was on this one. I'm talking.
Hopefully the bylaws will be approved the board.
So,
and we can go forward. But we're gonna review the transfer of Measure O funds from revenue account to specific GO accounts and get electronic version of that. Is there anything else that we need to discuss next meeting?
$66,000.
I'm like a dog that's holding on to this money.
It's very noble, my dear. But
that's why I always had money to do things.
Let me ask you this. We kind of agreed we're going to meet the third Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
Do you want to have a meeting on May the... hang on, I'm looking.
15th?
Yeah, let's start the first May one.
May the 15th.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah. Even if it's just a short meeting.
And that's right. Yeah.
All right, so next meeting will be May 15th.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock here in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Old Hillcrest Classroom.
Okay, are we good for next meeting, agenda, and time, location, everything?
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Chief, that you think we've missed or overlooked?
Well, you still need to review and approve, or at least review, the audit.
Okay, let's do that for the next meeting, too, is put that on there. Carry that one forward. Let's see. It's not on this one.
Is it on Measure O sequence? No, that was sequence. No.
Okay. Is it the Measure O committee will be approving the audit? This isn't the Measure O.
Let me read.
This is not our report.
Receive, review, and advise.
Okay.
But we've already determined that that's not sufficient.
Well, it's not sufficient for our oversight, but... if there's anything in here that we have questions about, we can come up with those questions that may lead to further discussion.
Gotcha. Okay, understand.
So we'll do that one on the next meeting too. Put that one before the discussion on the transfer.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Are we good?
Got any aspirin?
No, but I think my wife may.
No, unfortunately, I don't.
I've got some in the truck.
Annie, anything else?
No. Uh-uh. Thank you.
Then I think we're good enough for adjournment. Thank you guys very much.
Okay.
We're adjourning at 6:10. Another 3-hour meeting.